This one, you couldn't have missed. Well, if you did, oh, did you miss a party? Innocently enough, President Trump and his son Don Jr. retweeted a video, which if you had the sound off, you're looking at a group of doctors, they must be doctors, they have white jackets on, doing a press conference slash presentation outside, not wearing face masks, and the what was insinuated by Trump and Trump retweeting this was, this was something important that the American people had to know. This is something they believed in. This is something they support. It was a group of doctors expressing support for, wait for it, hydroxychloroquine. One of those doctors is Dr. Stella Emanuel from Houston. She's a strong proponent of hydroxychloroquine, calls it a cure, actually, and says that face masks are not necessary to stop the spread of the coronavirus. She's a pediatrician and a minister and believes that gynecological problems like cysts are in fact caused by people having sex in their dreams with demons and witches. Oh, it gets better. I'll catch you up in case you missed this. She alleges that alien DNA is currently used in medical treatments. Scientists are cooking up a vaccine to prevent people from being religious. And despite appearing in D.C. to lobby Congress this past Monday, she has said the government is run in part, not by humans, but by reptilians and other aliens. Dr. Stella, maybe we should call her Witch Dr. Stella, gave her a speech. This is on the steps of the Supreme Court. I forgot the building off the top of my head, but that's just remembered. They were calling this the White Coat Summit, gathering of doctors who call themselves America's Frontline Doctors, an organization with a strong legacy, a long history that was created a couple of weeks ago. The event was organized, this might make you Tea Party people real proud, by the Tea Party Patriots. That's who's buying into Witch Dr. Stella. She says no one needs to get sick. This virus has a cure. In her, well, for lack of a better phrase, speech, she said that the supposed potency of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment means that protective face masks aren't necessary. Claims that she and her staff had avoided contracting COVID-19 despite wearing medical masks instead of the more secure N95 masks. If you watch the video, if you can find it now, it's interesting. And you can also, if you watch carefully, catch toward the end of Witch Dr. Stella going off the event's organizer and some other people that try to get her off the microphone because she's going over the deep end. That is, if you can find the video, because Facebook, Twitter, a lot of the other platforms, they'll pull it down as fast as someone can put it up. And yes, Witch Dr. Stella has a response to that too. She said that Jesus is going to destroy Facebook servers if her videos aren't restored to the platform. But that is who President Trump, not just on the retweet, by the way, on, I think it was the Tuesday COVID-19 briefing, Caitlin Collins from CNN asked Trump about Dr. Stella, and he stormed out of the room. Next morning, Wednesday morning, he once again expressed support for Witch Dr. Stella. And there were other doctors in this bogus video, but it was this insane Witch Dr. Stella that Trump zeroed in on. I used to think, too, that Trump did something like this, like he did for calling for the delay of the November election, just to deflect from something that actually mattered, that he's not really dealing well with. But I kind of think he actually bought into which Dr. Stella, maybe Dr. Stella's in line for the Surgeon General spot in Trump's second term. But he tried. Trump really tried. During the resumed daily COVID-19 briefings, he stuck to the science and the script. But as you heard, it all fell apart. Let's give him a C for effort. What I'm about to read, along with the links to the studies it refers to, I have it posted at the top of my Facebook page, which you can get to on the homepage of issuesandideasradio.com. You'll see the Facebook icon. You don't even have to like or follow the page. I hope you do, because we have a lot of fun stuff every day happening on our Facebook page. But I want to read this to you in case, for whatever reason, you choose not to. It is a bit lengthy, but it's something worthy in light of all that I just presented to you about hydroxychloroquine. The fact that Trump supporters are sort of ignoring the weird side of which Dr. Stella and saying, see, told you, hydroxychloroquine, get it, take it, give it to your friends. Buy a box of it for them for Christmas. This is from Dr. Marcy Wilder, MD. I'm reading the post that was shared to me from this good doctor, and I'll read it verbatim. Good afternoon. COVID-related post, very long. Disclaimer, this post is not for my medicine and healthcare professional friends, who I assume are pretty up-to-date on COVID-related data. It's for my friends and family curious about this circulating video. It will be written in layman's terms. A few people have sent me a video of America's frontline doctors, Dr. Stella and her white jacket friends, asking for thoughts, so I decided to make a post. This video is dangerous. I will attempt to explain why. COVID-19 is a novel, new virus, and a lot is still unknown. The medical community has been scrambling for treatments and answers on how to best care for COVID patients since it reached U.S. soil. What is not new is the scientific method, how we evaluate treatment and medications. For efficacy, sound and internally valid research studies that can be repeated and have the same results and are free from bias have demonstrated that hydroxychloroquine does not have a mortality benefit, keep you from dying, and has a higher risk of adverse events, liver decompensation, organ failure, and death. And if you go to my Facebook page, and this post is pinned to the top of the page, you'll see a link to the New England Journal of Medicine regarding that. As more and more trials took place to study if hydroxychloroquine was effective, data started to demonstrate it was not, and only increased risk of harm. Then there's a link to the NIH website for that study. We have since moved on to more promising treatments, like remdesivir, which has been shown to decrease mortality. As of now, there is a pretty strong consensus in the medical community that hydroxychloroquine does not work for COVID and is not a cure. Because of this, countries like France and Canada won't even prescribe it for COVID. Now, with all this said, I invite you to consider the source of this information. There are a host of problems with the doctors in this video. Number one, Dr. Emanuel lives and practices in Texas. Look up her medical license. She has no hospital privileges in the city. She is the medical director of an urgent care clinic with one review on Google. She completed a pediatrics residency in 1998. How is she seeing adult geriatric COVID patients? Where did she see a 92-year-old as a pediatrician? Where did she treat 350 hospitalized COVID patients? Also, she has a problematic record of spewing dangerous falsehoods like demon sex gives you disease. And I mentioned that there's a link to an article at the Daily Beast, which explores which Dr. Stella further. Going back, number two, the other ER doctor in the video is not board certified, and I can't find where she completed residency, which is concerning. Number three, the other physicians in the video are ophthalmologists, eye surgeons. Definitely no disrespect for my opto peeps, but they would be the first to tell you they are not frontline docs caring for COVID patients. Number four, these doctors belong to the AAPS, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. They are not a medical board. They're a small nonprofit with 5,000 members and have a problematic track record of attempting to validate debunked medical claims like HIV does not cause AIDS, abortions are the cause of breast cancer, and being gay decreases your life expectancy. parenthesis, every profession has its quacks, close parenthesis. Number 5, definitely don't trust any doctor in July of 2020 when that video was made. Not social distancing or wearing masks, okay? The video has been pulled from Twitter and Facebook, not because people are trying to hide the truth from you. Trust that doctors would rather not have to risk death themselves to take care of COVID patients. I say this to remind you, we've lost hundreds of physicians and nurses to COVID. A critical care giant died of COVID just yesterday, the date from this letter, and our community is reeling from that loss. The video was pulled because it is spreading false information, which is dangerous. You hear that, Tucker Carlson? When all else fails, always consider the source. I can get up on a podium in my white coat too and tell you in late March, early April, I treated approximately 12 COVID patients with hydroxychloroquine and they all died, every last one. While true, that would be anecdotal evidence, and that's not how science works. If you don't want to read the studies I've attached, and you can see on the Facebook post on my page, and don't understand, that's okay. Just take my words at face value, like some of you have the woman in this video. At least I'm a board-certified emergency physician caring for adult COVID patients. Signed, Marcy Wilder, M.D. Now let's get away from Witch Dr. Stell and go into some real science, because we have a pair now of Phase 3 clinical trials of a COVID-19 vaccine. First one being from Moderna, which the Phase 2 was certainly promising, and now they're going to expand to 30,000 adult volunteers. This will evaluate the safety of the Moderna vaccine and whether it can prevent systematic COVID-19 after 2 doses, among other outcomes. Volunteers are going to receive either 2 100 microgram injections of the vaccine or a placebo about 28 days apart. Investigators and people in the study are not going to know who has received the vaccine. And then we have Pfizer, who's also recruiting 30,000 people for their, well, technically Phase 2/3 vaccine trial. Their earlier trial found the vaccine they're developing stimulated antibodies in those vaccinated at rates equal or higher than in those who had the virus. Company officials said there's also a component of relief, seeing that it's actually producing results, that the vaccine is producing antibodies. The initial U.S. production of the vaccine is taking place in Pfizer's manufacturing plant in Kalamazoo County. In addition to continuing study safety, Phase 3 trials will determine the vaccine actually protects people against becoming infected by COVID-19. And toward the end of this past week, the FDA said they could issue emergency use of a vaccine within weeks after it's proven effective. Now, we're still a few months away from that point, but many agree that that's something that could become realistic before the year comes to an end. And strangely, too, this advancement of the COVID-19 vaccine, its potential, certainly its development, could be an ace in the hole for the Trump re-election plans, especially in states like Texas and Florida, which have been hit really hard by the virus. Well, the support for this idea would be, since the research and the trials by Moderna and Pfizer were technically Trump-approved, government-funded, one could connect to the other in the eyes of a lot of voters.